This is Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day podcast for August 26th.
Brought to you by the new Merriam-Webster's Advanced Learners English Dictionary, designed for students and teachers of English as a second language. Learn more at learnersdictionary.com.
Today's word is suffrage, spelled S-U-F-F-R-A-G-E. Suffrage is a noun that means a vote given in deciding a disputed question or electing a person for an office or trust. Suffrage can also mean the right of voting, also the exercise of such right. Here's the word used in a sentence. On August 26, 1920, 42 years after such an amendment had first been introduced in Congress, the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution became law, finally granting women suffrage. Why would a 17th century writer warn people that a chapel was only for private or secret suffrages? Because, in addition to the meanings we've already mentioned, suffrage has been used since the 14th century to mean prayer, especially a prayer requesting divine help or intercession. So, how did suffrage come to mean a vote or the right to vote? To answer that, we must look to the word's Latin ancestor, suffragium, which can be translated as vote, support, or prayer. That term produced descendants in a number of languages, and English picked up its senses of suffrage from two different places. We took the prayer sense from a Middle French suffragium offspring that emphasized the word's spiritual aspects, and we elected to adopt the voting senses directly from the original Latin. I'm Peter Sokolowski, and this was your Word of the Day.
Visit the all-new LearnersDictionary.com, the ultimate online home for teachers and learners of English. A free online dictionary, audio pronunciations, custom study lists, and interactive exercises are available now at LearnersDictionary.com.